Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
This is the way I sort my clothes, sort my clothes, sort my clothes. This is the way I sort my clothes, so early Wednesday morning. In the first pile go these grimy work shirts. And in the second pile go the squeaky towels. And in the third pile go my rayon slips and fussy colored washable. Uh-huh. That's the way I sort my clothes so early Wednesday morning. But now what worries me is how to wash all three. If I use that strong old soap for those heavy work shirts and for the white pieces, it'll be too hard on those rayon slips.
Oh, but lady, listen, lend an ear. Your soap for everything is here.
What? A soap for everything?
Yes, it's new does. Procter & Gamble's new kind of granulated soap. And it does all three kinds of wash, from grimy work clothes, dirty towels, to pretty rayon slips.
You mean I can use the same dust for those nice rayons and for the heavy work shirts, too?
Sure, that's the wonder of dust. It's far safer for all your fussy colored washables than any other leading granulated wash day soap. And yet, does gets those grimy work shirts wonderfully clean.
And will it get my sleepy towels white? I mean, really white?
You bet. Why, you've never seen whiter washes than does gives you. In fact, does get clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
But will I have to scrub hard?
Oh, indeed you won't. Why, no soap made gets clothes white easier than you does.
Well, say, sounds like this does really does everything all right.
Of course it does. Just you try it, and you'll see does is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a new kind of granulated soap. Look for those big red and white boxes with the name D-U-Z, does, and remember,
does is one soap for all your clothes, all your clothes, all your clothes. Does is one soap for all your clothes, so early Wednesday morning.
And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the Goldbergs are watching Rosie run away into a real romance. Of course, it's all on Rosie's side so far, but Rosie's interest in Walter Jerome is a little different from the old Cressy. Rosie's a little older, too. She feels different, she looks different. And the dizziness is stronger. It may be the real thing. And in fact, Walter's coming to dinner tonight. Tomorrow, he's taking her to a dance, and in the future, well, you know what love can do to the imagination. Look what it's doing to the Goldberg house.
Well, what are we having for supper? Oh, it's those words.
I mean, what are we starting with now?
What are we starting with? We're starting with a saga.
Six months.
If we're having chicken now, keep a cup of chicken now.
I mean, nice. I cut the chicken in nice and nice. I cut the chicken in quarters. That's good, nice. And, Rosalie, please. Don't ask me no more questions.
The first time I cut the chicken?
No.
The first time I roasted the chicken?
I didn't mean to.
Is the first time we had in company?
No.
Company before, not one person, but plenty of persons. Please. I'll cut the chicken nice. We'll have a nice supper. We'll have beautiful soup. So, tell family to hurry, is it?
Oh, I know.
Having a guest house supper.
Please, put on your coat, Jake, dear, please.
He hasn't arrived yet, has he?
He hasn't arrived yet. Say, so Sue, put on your coat before his arrival. Here, your coat is hanging. Should I get it?
Well, I'll get it.
Please. Put your hair, huh?
Huh?
My hair? Is it my hair? What are you doing with my roses?
Mama, darling, I never liked these artificial flowers.
Like artificial? Well, they're just like, that's artificial?
But
who could that artificial? What do you mean?
They're not pretty, Mama.
Since when?
The room looks much nicer without them.
So you're throwing them out? If you want them, I won't, but I don't know. I always thought they livened up the room. I mean, so what is sent on the table? The vase without flowers?
And the plant you have in the kitchen is pretty, Mom.
The petunia plant in the plain flower pot?
Uh-huh.
Much prettier.
It is.
Huh? They like you, certainly. Well, you know the roses. I'll put them away.
Yeah, Mom.
I don't know how many years I had.
This is all
I'm a clean apron.
Why do you have to wear an apron, Ma?
I have to wear an apron because I have to serve on the table.
Why don't you put everything on a platter and serve on the table? And then you won't have to be getting up every minute, Ma.
Rosalie, please. Don't revolutionize my system.
Well, it's just as easy to serve the right way, Ma.
Serve the... And I don't serve the right
Ma,
way?
Ma, darling, please.
Huh? Rosalie, don't say it, Mama, darling. What was I going to say? You think he's nice, don't you, Mom?
I don't know him long enough.
And you don't know me, though.
If I act silly, Mom, could you tell me?
Will you listen to me?
Mama, darling, you don't think he's coming tonight just because I asked him to?
What other reason would he have?
Same reason I have to.
Resting.
And that is?
Mama, darling.
See? You know you're acting silly.
Molly, yes? I didn't change my shirt.
Oh, you're a beautiful part.
Thank you. Who put my chair over here? Who put it?
I did, Papa, darling.
Why? You know I like my chair there.
Well, you said you can notice the loose strings, Jake, please.
So what?
For nothing.
5 years to have a chair over here. You have to put it over there.
So what's the difference, then?
The chair is uncomfortable, I
think. What's the difference? What's the difference, Jake? Okay, just tell me. Jake, leave it. Just for tonight, leave it.
I'm not comfortable over here. I want my chair over there.
Hello?
5 years to have a chair over there.
Just hold up, please. I'm on the phone, if you don't mind, please. Please. Yes? Mr. Walter Jerome?
Oh, I'll take it, Ma.
Just a minute. Well, the gentleman don't live here. He's by here.
How
do
you get, Ma?
Yes.
I want my chair where I can be comfortable,
yeah,
I
see.
I don't know where
they are. Jake, please. Well, he isn't here yet.
Well, now he's here.
They're expecting him.
My comfort, I want.
Very well. Who's calling him?
Who is it, Ma?
Very well. Yes, are we expecting him for supper? Yes. Well... I would say call back in a few minutes.
Thank you.
What is it, Ma?
New York is calling Walter Jerome.
Who gave them this number?
Evidently, they called back Decatur, and then he left the house already, so that's how they transferred it here.
Who is calling him?
Mrs. Jerome's mother.
Oh.
I'd better put a light in the soup if it's coming, because
I'll get the house and you fix your hair.
My hair looks
your
very
hair
nice.
Your hair looks all right, Molly.
Call Family Rosie, please.
All right.
And, dear. Yes, and then if you left the chair there, Rosalie put it to the spring sitting shelf.
For 5 years, the chair was located by the window.
All right.
Enough. I put on a dark color in the middle of the week on a plain Wednesday. Plenty.
All right.
Too much powder, Rosalie.
Where?
Here.
Take it off.
Mama, darling. Take your apron off.
What's the excitement?
Papa, darling, don't stop.
There's my good hair.
But some other one.
Yes.
Oh, here, take mine, Bobby. Can fix me.
The apron, Ma, please.
An apron. All right. Very well.
Papa, darling.
Who to go?
Who has to go? Come in.
Good evening.
Hello.
I don't think the door likes me.
Tell Sparrow to lay down, Rosalie, please.
Good evening.
Please, Molly. Come in.
Come in, please come in. Make yourself comfortable.
Oh, there's the phone again.
I believe that telephone is for you, Walter.
I'll take it home. New York is trying to get me.
Hello? Yes? Hello?
I think that's your call.
Just one minute. Mr. Jerome.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Jerome.
Will our presence disturb you?
No, please. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hello, Mother.
Walter, I missed you at Dr. Peters. How are you, Walter?
Well, I'm fine. Is everything all right home?
Well, as it can be with here?
Is there anything that...
I just called. Who are the people you're having dinner with?
The family of a friend of mine.
Oh? Who are they?
But some people from town, friends of Dr. Cater's.
I'm glad you're getting to know people there.
So am I. How is Dad, Mother?
Oh, he's fine. Aren't you going to ask me how Norma is?
I wrote.
Norma's very sensitive, Walter. He misses you. You ought to write more often.
I will, Mother, I will.
You haven't forgotten your responsibility to Norma, I hope.
Please, Mother.
After all, your engagement...
All right, Mother, all right.
And when are we going to see you?
In a little while.
Perhaps we'll drive up one Sunday, Norm and I.
Of course, but not right now, Mother. I want to get a little settled.
Oh, are you afraid we'll unsettle you?
Well, it's happened before.
Walter.
Is that all, Mother?
Don't you want to talk to me?
No, it's just that I'm delaying dinner, that's all.
That's fine. I'll say goodbye.
Goodbye, Mother.
Is your mother well?
Yes. Thank you.
Can we get around the family table, Molly?
Surely, dear, surely. Family, they're ready to sit on the table.
The name Norma, which Rosie didn't hear, would make a big difference in her excitement tonight as she has Walter for dinner. And it would make a big difference to Molly and Jake, especially Jake, who doesn't like this social atmosphere for young romance any too well. Say, here's something that puzzles me. Why do some of you ladies still bother with those halfway soap for dishes? I mean bar soaps, because they don't give you real teeth. Or those tough granulated soaps, because they're short on safety for your hands. Well, such halfway soaps are old-fashioned now that new does is here. Yes, this new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash really has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Why, just notice how wonderfully smooth and nice your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Actually, Dove is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Yet, no soap made gets dishes clean faster than Dove. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Yet, Dove has everything for dishes. Just ask for it today and let those whirlwind suds tell you how different Dove is. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of voices.